with the holiday coming, it's likely that you'll want to kick back and spend at least 2 hours watching something from Hollywood. And Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com, joins us this morning. What's new on video, Mike?
Well, new on video today, we've got one of the really big surprise hits of the summer. And then opening in theaters tomorrow are a whole bunch of movies, and we'll be talking about them tomorrow.
Right.
But first, we've got Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, which, you know what? I've heard so many great things about this one. You like this one?
I really did like this one an awful lot. And I kind of expected to from what I knew about it, but I didn't know very much, so I wasn't sure what to expect. And I was happily surprised, and so were an awful lot of other people, so much so that I think this movie, which I'm going to kind of describe in a minute here, this movie is so good and so different this year that I really think you're going to see it getting a lot of Academy Award consideration.
Really?
And, yeah, and other things, too, simply because it is so well-made. It is kind of a classic Hollywood story, a classic romantic comedy done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it is equal to the best Hollywood productions just in terms of, you know, the kind of shiny surfaces, the sets, the costumes, the writing, the characters, the acting. All of that is just absolutely first rate. And
everybody's good looking in it, huh?
Everybody's really good looking in it. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of, and when you've got all of that going together and it's a big commercial hit, that's the kind of thing the Academy really loves to at least, you know, hand out some nominations to. Okay, here's the story. Our main character is played by Constance Wu. She's a young Chinese-American living in New York with her boyfriend, played by Henry Golding. They're grad students. And he invites her to come back to China with him for an extended visit with his family. She's thinking he may pop the question there. And so is he. But when they get there, or on the way there, she realizes that he is hugely wealthy. I mean, wealthy beyond the status that Americans can even think about. His family is old money, personified by his mother, Michelle Yeoh. And that's the real central conflict in the movie, is between Michelle Yeoh, who is a traditional Chinese, believes in hard work, thrift, the importance of family, and she sees this young Chinese American girl as an American who only believes in having a good time and doing what feels good. And is there a place for her in this very staid conservative family? And of course, there are lots of young women there who also want to engage her boyfriend and to steal him away from her. All of that stuff is in there. We've got the traditional, you know, the standard formula, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. Not spoiling anything to tell you that. It's how it is all handled that is so good here. It's a PG-13 rating. I don't think there's really anything too inappropriate for younger kids either. And it is just such a wonderful, showy production. I really think just about all the audiences would like this one. And you're going to be seeing an awful lot about it at awards time.
Well, that's good to know. There's some people who saw it that I didn't think would like it who came back just raving about it. And I don't. Did we talk about this, that Constance Wu was born and raised here in Richmond, went to Douglas Freeman High School?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
And she's got everything. This young woman is, could be the next big star. I'm not talking about because she's Asian or anything else. Mm-hmm. She's just got the screen presence to carry it off. Everybody in the cast is just as good. Henry Golding, the guy who plays her fiance, he's got the same kind of, you know, matinee idol good looks.
Mm-hmm.
And this young woman, Awkwafina, who's a comedian, I believe, kind of almost steals the movie from both of them as a friend who's just, she almost stole Ocean's 8, too. She is just really terrific in it. Everything you could want in this kind of movie. And I would recommend it even to people who, like me, don't normally go to romantic comedies. Mm-hmm. It's that good and just that much fun to watch.
Okay. Well, then I will definitely put it in the queue. That's great.
Put it in the queue. It's worth it.
All right. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Talk to you again tomorrow about the new films.
It's got a whole bunch of stuff open tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Take care.